You're listening to the Coastline Candidate Interviews. I'm your host, Rachel Lewis-Hilburn. The town of Leland is enjoying a period of explosive growth, which means town leaders must meet the need for infrastructure improvement while planning for the future when the data lags behind the reality. The mayor of Leland serves a two-year term and presides over a council of four, each of whom serve four-year terms. Brenda Bozeman is the first woman to be elected mayor of Leland. She is completing her third term and is seeking a fourth. But the last 6 years as mayor don't encapsulate her involvement in the development of Leland. She served on Leland's planning board when it first formed in the 1990s. She continued in that role for more than 9 years. She won her first seat on town council in 2003 and was chosen mayor pro tem in 2005. That's a position she kept until 2011. When she was elected mayor. Brenda Bozeman is a native of the Cape Fear region and has two children, four grandchildren, and has been married for 47 years. She's also worked as a full-time realtor for 30 years. And she helped establish the North Brunswick Chamber of Commerce and served on the steering committee for Brunswick County's Brunswick Tomorrow. Brenda Bozeman, welcome to Coastline.
Thank you, Rachel, for having us here today. I love being able to talk about my town or answer questions of what's going on.
Good. And we're going to get to some of those questions in just a moment. You can ask your own question of Mayor Bozeman today by calling us at 910-343-1138 or emailing us at coastline@whqr.org during this live Wednesday edition. Brenda Bozeman, you've said that you want to continue leading Leland into being the kind of town that its residents want it to be. What does that mean? What does that town look like to you? What are the next steps?
The steps that we need to continue taking in the town of Leland is to continue listening to our citizens, as we have done for many years. You have to give credit to past councils. Our council started many years ago, having charrettes, having these workshops with the public to find out how they wanted to see Leland grow and how they wanted what they wanted to see. And we worked diligently to get to where we are today to make the vision of our past councils come true.
And in your current master plan, which you have available online, some of the results from those charrettes are published, and that is part of what helped you craft this master plan. What are some of the elements of that stand out to you that you think are important? If an alien came here and said, how is Leland developing and what is the master plan, how would you explain that?
The master plan is planning for your growth. It's what you want to see the town to be. Do you want parks? Do you want, what kind of recreation do you want?
And what does Leland want?
From our last plan, or our last charrettes that we had, we were falling right in line with what they started 7-8 years ago wanting. And they were wanting the parks. They wanted walking trails. They wanted the businesses to come that that they were used to having.
What does that mean?
Well,
are we talking about national chains? Are we talking
about? Well, a little bit of both. They like the small town feel of the small stores, and that's one reason we started Village Road with the flex code zoning, so that the small businesses could get a good start and have us a true downtown. You know, they were wanting stores like Chico's. You know, everybody wants these nice places that they're used to going to. I love Chico's. I love Steinmark. And I would love to have them in the town of Leland. But that's what the master plan is all about, trying to plan. And we have done that by hiring an economic development director a couple of years ago that has come in, and he has actually worked hard in going after the businesses to come to the town.
Are you talking about Mike Hargett?
Oh, no. He's with the county. We have Gary Vidmar. And Gary is actually, I think it's co-chairman or vice chair of the North Carolina Innovate here in the area, working with Wilmington. We're working together to bring businesses and to our towns to help us grow and grow like we should.
The public-private operation,
right?
Now that's gone through several incarnations.
That's exactly right.
And when we look at some of the businesses that are coming to Leland, in the Leland 2020 plan, one of those key principles says local character builds regional economies. We have Chick-fil-A, a Panera Bread. Those are big chains going up.
And Apple Annie's.
Apple Annie's. Okay, that is a local
yep.
business. So how do you encourage local businesses? And is there a concern that the balance is right? Are we a little out of balance one way or the other?
I don't think so, because you always got you with the population we have the folks that like the small businesses. We have the folks that like the large businesses. So when you have a mixture like that, you've got to have it all. And actually, the new Heritage Square that we've got going up on Village Road, under our Flex Code zoning, that will be small businesses. We have already, I can't say the name of the place, but there is a place in Wilmington that is opening up in there that will give several business owners a chance to be able to sell their goods. I can't say what it is, and I wished I could.
Oh, you can break some news right here.
Oh, I wished I could.
This is a business that exists in Wilmington?
Yes.
That is going to expand to Leland?
Exactly.
And this is
There's so much going on with due diligence. And we have to wait until due diligence is done before we can make announcements.
That's fair. I won't push any more on that, maybe after the discussion. You're listening to the Coastline Candidate Interviews. Today we're meeting the two candidates who are running for mayor of Leland. Right now we're talking with Brenda Bozeman. She's the current mayor. She's running for re-election, seeking her fourth term. You can ask your own question during this live Wednesday edition by calling us at 910-343-1138. You can also email us today at coastline@whqr.org. We've heard allegations that Leland Town Council has failed to hold developers' feet to the fire when it comes to insisting on sufficient infrastructure for all of the growth that's happening right now, the housing that's going up in Leland. Some say that's the reason for the inadequate and the failing sewer system that keeps overflowing in the neighborhood of Magnolia Greens. Should the town have demanded more from developers?
You know, the allegations, they're not always correct. We have inherited some areas in the town that does not meet today's standards. But that's like everything in life. What was good back in the 90s is not good today. Everything changes. And the reason they make those changes, it's because there are problems. So you do what you have to do to fix those problems as we come about them. And we are in an open dialogue now with all developers, our engineers, and with our residents. So we are working to prevent future disasters as such.
So what would you say to those folks who say, but if back in the 90s the town of Leland had said, hey, developers, you need to put in a sounder sewer system. You need to put in more robust infrastructure so that as we grow, it'll be sufficient.
But, Rachel, that's what they were doing. That's what they were doing, and that's what we continue to do. You continue to plan for the future. You know, some of the lines and all that are causing some of the sewer spills, it's because our partners had put a check valve on our system that clogged us up, and we could not flow like we were supposed to. So it's not all just one. You know, you got to understand what's going on there.
You're saying it's more than one entity.
That's correct. We have a partnership. There's a partnership between Leland, Navassa, Northwest, the county, and with H2Go.
And so Leland is working with all of these different municipalities.
That's exactly right. And so all our lines kind of run together.
We have all learned about Gen X in the water supply, this unregulated chemical compound. We've heard from scientists that Gen X is only a tiny part of the potentially toxic cocktail that is in the drinking water supply. And this is thanks to the Star News actually broke this story in mid-June. Supporters of H2GO's reverse osmosis plant have suddenly found expanded support for their effort to build this RO plant. There's still, of course, substantial opposition. But the town of Leland has resisted the building of this reverse osmosis plant. Explain to folks who support the RO plant why the town of Leland doesn't want to see this built.
It's not necessarily that we don't want to see it built, but let me start off by saying reverse osmosis plant is three words I have learned to dislike very much. It has caused division in my town. That upsets me. It has caused neighbors to turn on each other. It has caused long-term friendships to fall apart because it seems in today's world people cannot agree to disagree. They cannot disagree on something and remain friends, and that's upsetting. You know, we have too much going for us in the town to have that much division. But it's not just the town of Leland. We have had former Susie Hamilton with the House of Representatives, Deb Butler, and Frank Eiler on both sides. So we got both sides of the political party. They're just saying, wait till after the election.
They filed a bill
to ask for H2GO to wait till after the election. And you know, if that's the only way that we can keep our people safe, to have safe drinking water, then okay, let's build it. But let's work with the partners. Let's all work together. Let's don't put that financial bind on a small amount of people when we can share it with the whole county.
And so you're talking about a regional approach.
Right.
So who would be the partners in that? You're saying that...
Well, our present partners right now in the sewer is the ones I mentioned earlier, the county, H2GO, Nevassa, and Northwest. The water right now is Cape Fear Utilities and Public Utilities and the county and H2GO. Whether or not everybody wants to do it or wants to be involved, let everybody decide. You know, we all want safe drinking water. I mean, we'd be crazy not to want it.
And I'm seeing this email right now from Patty, who writes, and this is about the water issue. Would you please tell me what you have done as mayor about our water crisis? We can talk about the boom in Leland, but once this crisis becomes better known, I believe the boom will slow down and might even stop completely. It's not just Gen X and our drinking water. It's all the other chemicals. Brunswick Forest is experiencing large growth, and we get our drinking water from the Cape Fear River. What would you say to Patty?
About what I've been doing?
Yeah.
Myself and my staff has constantly been working with county manager, chairman of the county commissioners, Frank Williams. We have been all working together trying to come up with what needs to be done. And right now, we're everybody's waiting on final testing. And yes, we all, like I said earlier, we all want good, safe water.
And this was such a recent revelation, relatively, you know, that Star News broke this news in mid-June, so we don't really know, but we have heard anecdotal reports that this person or that business or this potential retiree read about Gen X and the water and what was happening here and chose to go somewhere else. Are you hearing about this, and are you concerned about what this might do to Leland's growth?
You know, As a realtor, I've been very busy between campaigning, running the town with the town staff, and working my customers. You know, it's been a busy time, and I tell them all. I tell them what's going on in the area, because I don't want nothing to come back on me, and it's not slowed me down at all.
The poverty rate in Leland appears to be dropping. Is this simply a dilution by all the affluent retired folks moving in? And how do you keep those needs in front of you? Because this is a smaller portion of the population than it has been. But those folks who are in poverty in Leland.
Rachel, you got to look at the whole area there. And all the statistics that we get, they involve the whole area. They don't involve just Leland.
You're talking about Brunswick County? Are you talking about...
They do it like in the North Brunswick area. Anything that's got the 28451 area code. And it's not just us that is growing or that have the influential people. Belleville has some very nice subdivisions there. They are not low income or anything. They are people with high paying jobs. And so we're not the only ones that have experienced that. The poverty rate, I think they're starting to do now is to take out some of the areas. See, there's a lot of county area there that surrounds us in that 28451 area code, and that's more where a lot of the poverty is coming from. So where it used to be, they did it for the whole entire area. Now they're kind of zoning in.
So, needless to say, there are some folks who live below the poverty line in Leland, and there are lots of very affluent retired folks who are educated and very comfortable communicating with their elected officials. How do you keep the needs and the voices of those folks who don't have the resources in front of you?
You know, we have the people that have got the resources there in the town, you would not believe how they share. We have the most good-hearted people in our area I have ever seen in my life. They are constantly, every time you turn around, we have all these groups now. They're putting together backpacks for the kids. They're sending food home with the children so they'll have food on the weekends. They buy Christmas for these children. We have Manna Ministries there in Leland. Once a month, they have people come that don't have food, and they can get the food that they need to feed their family. We Leland has worked hard with these organizations. Matter of fact, we formed a North Brunswick community group where we've got representatives from all of the nonprofits there in the area. Last Saturday, they had an expo at our Cultural Arts Center to show people what they do and how they help others. And they were all based in our North Brunswick area.
You're listening to the Coastline Candidate Interviews. Today we're meeting the two people who are running for mayor of Leland. Right now we're talking with Brenda Bozeman. She's running for re-election as the mayor of Leland, seeking her fourth term as she completes her third. You can ask your own question. You have a few minutes left during this live Wednesday edition. You can call us at 910-343-1138. You can also email us today at coastline@whqr.org. During the last municipal election, the tension between neighboring Belleville and Leland was pretty high. We know there was a territorial dispute over an ABC store. There have been other issues that have come up between those two municipalities. How is that relationship progressing? And if you continue as mayor of Leland, how will you continue to make that a more cooperative relationship than antagonistic?
You know, that has just not been for the last 2 years. That started back in 1980s, whenever Belleville wanted to annex part of our area there in Leland, and the residents did not want it. So they formed Leland themselves. They incorporated. Things were going very good 6 years ago. When I first went as mayor, Mayor Jack Batson and I, we sat and talked about the benefits of becoming one town. And unfortunately, Jack resigned from office, but we still continued working together with Belleville. I don't see and hear all the tension. I'm the kind of person I can get along with anybody. I really can. And I was at the grand opening of their town hall the other week. Mayor Allen said I was his friend. That's what he said when he introduced me. You know, there again, we can agree to disagree. And he disagrees that we should have an ABC permit, and I think we should. But we still have a relationship. And, you know, when they opened their park, we gave them a gift. We put a bench there on their riverfront in support of our neighbor. And, you know, we get along great with the other towns also. We work very heavy with Navassa and Sandy Creek. We do their building inspections. And 6 years ago, we also offered to have a North Brunswick Police Department. Mayor Willis of Navassa was interested somewhat. Sandy Creek didn't have one. But they've changed mayors since then. Belleville's changed mayors since then. And so that's never came to, but that was something I was hoping to accomplish.
When you talk about some of these neighboring very small communities, there are now legislative limits on a municipality's ability to annex some
right.
of those areas. But is there any way that Leland could grow geographically? Is there a path to...
Oh, sure.
How do you see that happening?
We have a lot of infill that could be done. Right in the middle of Ofeville Road, for an example, there is a little small subdivision there. It backs up to Magnolia Greens. It's one side. It backs up to the middle school. If that could be brought into the town, but of course it's a little segment of Belleville there, so that one can't be. But as you go out into the county, I mean all of Lanvale Road, the rest of Ofeville Road, because it stops there right past the school. But if all these roads there, Mount Misery Road, going up Mount Misery Road, if all that was to come into the town, up until it gets to the city limits of Navassa, we could be huge.
We have a question. Jake writes, in 2015, the town of Leland passed a resolution attempting to take over H2GO, stating that Leland can do it better. However, we see this may not be true, how their sewer system's put in at the same time and H2GO maintains theirs much more efficiently. He's asking, does Leland have plans and goals to attempt to take over H2GO?
No. When that resolution was made about 2.5 years ago, that was at the request of a petition of 2,000 people. And that was on the request that they made. So we did what our citizens asked us to do. And but to just take over, no. And I'm the kind of person, you don't want to work with me, fine. But let's don't be ugly. We just won't work together. And but I can work with you if you want to. So if they were to want to merge with us, that would be great. If not, I'm going to leave them alone.
And Marianne from Leland asks, Leland took over the volunteer fire department. Why didn't they put that up to a vote?
We did. The vote of the council and the vote of the fire department members. Volunteer fire department was exactly that, volunteer. They had 100 and some members, I think it was. Chief Grimes came to us. He needed help. He needed firemen. He didn't have the money. And we could not take our taxpayers' money and give to the fire department and not have a say-so. So we offered, merge with us, and we will help you. And that's what we've done. We hired 8 firemen. Now we have a full-time fire department at the disposal of our citizens and our neighboring area.
We know that obesity is a major health issue for Brunswick County and, of course, Leland. Childhood obesity is on the rise, as is adult obesity. What role, if any, does Leland's Town Council play in addressing this health issue?
Well, the Town of Leland's Park and Recreation Department has worked diligently with Brunswick County's Park and Parks and Recreation to have programs in the summertime for the children, little camps there in our park. We also, you know, it actually really starts at home. The children have got to be active. You know, even as an adult, if we're not active, we're sitting around, we're gonna be obese. If we're sitting around eating all the time. So the walking trails, bike trails, the parks that we have, we should bring them all in.
And Brenda Bozeman, that's this edition of Coastline. Thank you so much for being with us today. Thank you so much. Coastline's technical director is Ken Campbell. Associate producer is Rachel Keith. Production assistant is Caitlin Hanrahan. If you missed part of this episode, look for it at WHQR.org. Get the podcast or find it on the WHQR app. Tune in for the rebroadcast of this episode Sunday afternoon at 3. Join us for Coastline Live Wednesdays and Thursdays at noon here on HQR News 91.3 and 98.9 FM. I'm Rachel Lewis-Hilburn. For Coastline.